is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It is 6 after on this free-for-all Friday. Glad to have you tuned in. 888-900-9966, the Common Sense Hotline, for you to share your thoughts with the program. Get on board. Don't be shy. Be somebody. Step right up to the plate. We don't mind. 888-900-9966. A lot of things going on. As you can, it's been a huge week. Huge week in politics as the president has gone through a flurry of actions with his pen and cell phone, getting things done in executive orders. You know, it didn't take very long to overturn a series of things put in place by the Obama administration. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is gone. Put an arrow through the heart of Obamacare. It's going to be changed. You look at issues concerning immigration, issues concerning refugees coming here, regulations being rolled back in different places. I mean, it's just going on so fast at a pace that I don't think any of us have ever seen prior to President Donald Trump being in office. Now, what does that mean going forward? Well, it means that the Democrats say they're done. Yeah, they're done. They say that they're going to plan a scorched earth policy. They won't work with Donald Trump at all. Why? Because he's winning. It's pretty simple. It's because he's winning. And he's doing all of the things that he said he would do. That's the shocking thing here. So Democrats like Kirsten Gillibrand, the Democrat senator from New York, by the way, gets the most credit from her team because she's voted against Trump 3 times on his nominees for the cabinet. But other Democrats like Congressman John Lewis, who you've seen in the news a lot lately, the Democrat from Georgia, who continues to question the legitimacy of Donald Trump's presidency. Of course he does, because they don't have any other answer. They don't have anything else. Donald Trump is strangely doing exactly what he said he was going to do. Strangely, he's doing what he promised. And for the people that support him, it is a glorious time. For those that oppose him, it is the darkest of hours. Don Baer, another congressman from Virginia, Democrat, said he will not be part of normalizing or legitimizing a man whose election may be the result of malicious foreign interference by Russian leaders, of course. There are big drawbacks, though, to being the opposition party. And some of the Democrats that are talking say it's a dangerous place to be. And I agree with that sentiment. Let me tell you something. The people that sent Donald Trump to the White House, the voters that sent Donald Trump to the White House, are pleased right now because the wall is going to be built. That's another one of the executive orders put in place this week. Now, let me tell you something. That doesn't mean new law. All he is doing is requiring this country to do things that have already been agreed to. Our immigration policies aren't bad. They just aren't enforced over the last many years. The wall you've heard so much about for the last 18 months was actually, the law for the wall was passed in 2005. It's just never been followed through on. So Donald Trump continues to roll through regulations, get them out of the way, smash Barack Obama's executive orders at a blistering pace, I should say. And today, Theresa May will be in Washington. She is the Prime Minister of the UK, Theresa May, giving what I thought was a terrific speech yesterday. An uplifting and compelling speech, saying it's time for America and Britain to lead the world, but says it's not time for us to continue nation building. It's time for us to focus on ourselves. Time for us to focus on ourselves and what is best for us. In fact, I'd like you to hear a bit of that. Theresa May speaking in Philadelphia to the Republican retreat there. She spoke there yesterday. It's clip 12. Theresa May, the UK Prime Minister. Go.
President Trump's victory, achieved in defiance of all the pundits and the polls, and rooted not in the corridors of Washington, but in the hopes and aspirations of working men and women across this land. Your party's victory in both the Congress and the Senate, where you swept all before you, secured with great effort and achieved with an important message of national renewal. The days of Britain and America intervening in sovereign countries in an attempt to remake the world in our own image are over. But nor can we afford to stand idly by when the threat is real and when it is in our own interests to intervene. We must be strong, smart, and hard-headed, and we must demonstrate the resolve necessary to stand up for our interests.
Stand up for our interest. Now, see, there's been a lot of conversation that she said, well, pulling back altogether. She said we cannot stand idly by when we are threatened, but we must be steadfast and hard-headed in pursuit of our own goals. I would agree with that. Let's go to the hotline. Matt checking in. Matt, how are you?
Good. I wanted to mention, if you don't put America first, you cannot help the world. That's the problem with the liberal left. They're doing the opposite. And I'm going to tell you what, these regulations you were talking about are huge. The politicians use that as a wedge to keep those small businesses down, to line their pockets on donations from the big businesses to keep competition out.
You know, they have this term they throw around a lot called crony capitalism. You've heard it, of course. You know, where businesses get handouts from the government. You know, that's not crony capitalism. That's crony socialism. Let's call it for what it is. I mean, that's what it is. It's, if you're getting handouts from the government, that's crony socialism, which is what a lot of these politicians and companies, they get in cahoots and they make promises back and forth. But they're playing a poker game with your money and mine, Matt, and that's where I get upset.
It's undeclared socialism is crony capitalism. It's undeclared.
That's
what you're saying.
It's handouts to everywhere. You know, this government of ours gives handouts to business, individuals, governments, the United Nations. What are we, the welfare bank? All right, I got to run. I mean, seriously, we give money to everybody. We give money to everybody, governments, the United Nations, individuals, companies. And that's your money. That's your money, boys and girls. It's not their money to be giving away freely, bucket after bucket after bucket. Well, it's only a few billion dollars. What difference does it make? Well, at some point, it all makes a difference. At some point, we have to get our financial house in order, which is, we're not there yet. So I look forward to the time that Donald Trump starts actually working with Congress after he gets through this flurry. Want to see what he's going to do to continue working with Congress, or does he need to be the center of attention all the time, which means there will be no downtime? Serious question. Do you think he needs to be the center of attention all the time? And if so, how does he maintain the headlines so the camera's always on him? And he does that by doing things. He does by doing. You retain the attention by staying busy and getting things that grab headlines. We'll keep an eye on it for you. The hotline number, 888-900-9966. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a free-for-all Friday.